Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good. Good. Good to see you all. Well, we just saw the Lord work in a wonderful way. The Lord just washed away all of Carter's sin, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, God has made him a child of God, same as you, and the same as me, and the same as all of them. Carter's now a child of God, and in that we rejoice. Today, though, we hear a story of a poor old widow. A widow is a woman who has lost her husband. Her husband has died, and obviously there's no one to take care of her, and this widow has very little money. Actually, Scripture tells us that she has a penny, or she threw in actually two pennies. But you'll hear more about that in the sermon, because actually Jesus tells us that this poor widow, even though she had two pennies, she placed into the offering plate all the money that she had that could buy food. That's why Jesus said that she gave out of her poverty all that she had to live on. Have any of you ever thought of that, of giving your very last penny? Of course, a penny today doesn't buy anything. But if you had money to buy food, you would give your last money to the church instead of keeping it and buying food for yourself. So, there we go. We don't want anyone playing in the water. So, she gives all of her money away so she wouldn't be able to eat. How many of you would do that? Give all of your money away so you wouldn't be able to eat. None of you would do that? I am surprised. You wouldn't give away all of your money? I just threw away my two pennies. You can pick them up if you want to, Evan. If you want to keep them, you can. Trying to get it away from me would be very hard, probably. But this woman gave out of her poverty. Why is this important for us? Who did the woman trust? Who did she trust? Yes, she did. That's right, Ella. She trusted fully in Jesus. She trusted fully in God, that God would provide for her. So she gave everything that she had. What kind of heart was this? What kind of heart did the woman have? What did she have in her heart that all the rich people did not have? Samara? Faith. Thank you very much. This woman had faith that God would take care of her. All of the rich people, they were throwing in vast amounts of money, but they had no faith. And it's faith is what saves us. It doesn't matter how much money you have and how much you put into the offering plate. What's important is that you give it, that you give in faith, that you give money to the church in joy. Because God doesn't really need our money. What God requires is that we trust in Him, that we love Him, that we believe that He has sent His Son, Jesus, to do what for us? What did Jesus do for us, Owen? Died on the cross. Because of what Jesus has done for us, this woman, even though she didn't know who Jesus was then, she believed that the Messiah was coming and that the Messiah would deliver her and deliver all faithful people. And that's the story for us today. When you give to the church, give out of joy. Give out of joy, give out of faith, knowing that money will be used by God to proclaim the gospel. And this is what this woman believed. She believed in the promise that Jesus was coming, that the Messiah would come and take away all of her sins, just like Jesus has taken away all the sins of our dear brother Carter, and as He's taken away all of your sins and all of their sins, and yes, all of my sins too. Therefore, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads, and let us pray to Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank You for the example of the poor widow who gave her all in faith, believing, Lord Jesus, that You would come and deliver her. And You did just 2 days later. For in You dying on the cross for her and for all of us, You have taken away all of our sins and You have saved us. And that is the greatest gift, O Lord, the greatest gift that we will ever, ever receive. And all the children said, thank You, Lord Jesus, and amen. That's right. But first, let's say, thank You, Lord Jesus.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Now, hopefully, you can say,
amen. Amen.